咁啊，选读经文系以赛亚书第六十章四至十七，唔系十七至二十一节。
Today's scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 4 to 11 and 17 to 21.
我哋会用中文去读第四至十一节，用英文去读十七至二十一节。
We'll read in Cantonese verses 4 to 11 and English verses 17 to 21.
系以赛亚书第六十章四至十一节，我哋中文一齐去读。你举目向四一齐读，我哋举目向四方观看。众人都聚集来到你这里，你的众子从远方而来，你的众女也被围抱而来。那时我看见就有光荣，你心又跳动又欢畅，因为大海丰盛的财物必转来归你，列国的财宝也必来归你。成群的骆驼被米甸和以法的毒桶罗就必遮蔽你，示巴的众人必来到，要奉上黄金与香，又要传说耶和华的赞美。基达的羊群都必聚集到你这里，被拜着的公羊要供你使用，在我坛上必蒙悦纳，我必荣耀我荣耀的殿。那些飞来如雪又如常子向窗户飞回的是谁呢？众海岛必等候我，首先和他使的上者，将你的种子连他们的金银从远方一同带来，都为耶和华你神的名，又为以色列的圣者，因为他已经预荣耀你。外邦人必建筑你的城墙，他们的王必服侍你。我曾发怒攻打你，现今却施恩怜恤你。你的城门必时常开放，昼夜不关，使人把列国的财物带来归你，并将他们的君王牵引而来。
Verse 17. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. I will make your overseers peace and your taskmakers righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in your land, devastation or destruction within your borders. You shall call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give you light. But the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended. Your people shall all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I might be glorified. God bless the readers and hearers of his word.
今日陈牧师为我哋证道，继续系讲到更多关于更新文化。
Pastor Wilson will bring us today's message more about renewing culture.
If you were able to be here last time, we have seen already that this passage, Isaiah 60, is very similar to Revelation
21:22.
And both Revelation 21 and 22 and Isaiah 60 are prophetic passages telling us about the destiny of Christians.
而这两章的书卷都是讲到一个先知的书卷，告诉我们知我们将来的日子是怎样。
As you've just read again in Isaiah 60, you'll see that it's describing the new heavens and the new earth.
所以刚才你看到的以赛亚书第60章讲的就是我们以后的新天新地是怎样。
And that description, that destiny for those who believe, is comforting to know and should affect how you order your life today.
所以当我睇到讲到话我哋嘅以后嘅新天新地，我哋将来嘅日子，作为我哋成为一个基督徒嘅人咧，我哋会睇到时候会觉得好有个感触，因为我哋知道我哋将来嘅日子会点样。
Again, by way of review, you learned last time that renewal of God's creation that's in the storyline of the entire Bible is linked with the saving of our souls.
我刚才就睇到话，依个嘅社会，依个嘅世界嘅更新，同我哋嘅灵魂，我哋嘅点样去过活系好有关系。
And so the question that this prophecy is asking is, what is our destiny?
所以就我哋问我今天早上问我自己就话，究竟我哋嘅日子，我哋嘅终结站系咩意思咧？系点样同我哋有沟通咧
？What are Christians, those who believe and have trusted in the person and work of Christ, what are they going to be doing for eternity？
就话我作为基督徒嘅，我哋日后永远嘅系做啲咩工作咧
？Well, as it's spelled out here in Revelation 21:2, it's cultural renewal activity.
就是圣经上讲就话，我哋日后嘅日子要做啲乜嘢？就话我哋做一啲系有更新文化嘅活动。
And this future society, this future city of God, the new heavens and new earth, is filled with that activity, cultural activity.
就话将来嘅日子，将来嘅社会嘅神嘅城市，就系充满住呢个文化更新嘅活动。
And you might have recalled from last time, there are four things that we learned from the passage about cultural renewal activity.
就如果过去星期你有睇过，就系话有四样嘢我哋学习到咩叫更新文化嘅嘢咧。
First, cultural renewal activity is good.
就话俾你知，呢个文化嘅更新系好嘅。
Right, we saw that extensively last time.
我哋上个礼拜有睇到就话点解有咁好。
Secondly, as we just touched on a little bit.It's broken. It's presently broken.
而第二睇到就係話，依個文化更新已經係受到破壞。
Thirdly, it's diverse. It covers all the cultures of the world.
而講到話，依個文化更新係接觸到唔同社會嘅唔同嘅文化嘅層面。
And finally, and most importantly, it can be redeemed.
而最後嘅就話，雖然依個破壞咗個文化，但係能夠去得到拯救。
I hope you understand why this is so important for us.
我希望大家能够睇到点解系咁重要去了解。
Because we're talking about what you and I will be doing forever.
因为点解咁重要睇咧？因为就话我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋日后日子要做啲乜嘢咧
？And so, if that is so, wouldn't it be wise to be ready and start doing it now?
所以咪话我哋人知道嘅，我日后要工作系乜嘢嘅，我哋而家应该系。即係應該係要知道點樣去準備我自己去將來嘅工作。
Of course, the Bible makes absolutely clear you have to know God to be there。
而清楚聖經講就話，我係需要去認識神先至能夠去做到呢個工作。
That means you must trust in the person and work of Christ. That's essential to be a citizen in the new city of God.
所以作為能夠你，如果你能夠想話去要作為新天新地嘅子民嘅時候。你自己是需要去认识，亦都系相信呢个神。
Of course, you're absolutely right. If you're a Bible reader, you know there is a lot of mystery concerning this.
系圣经里边有好多嘅资料，亦都系好多好似嘅我哋唔能够仲系明白。
This cultural new activity in the new heavens and new earth, there is mystery surrounding it.
喺当中入边嘅新天新地，好多嘅当中仍然都有好多嘅我哋唔能够去明白认清。
Yet there are some things that are certain.That are clear in Scripture.
但係有啲係好清楚嘅，聖經已經講解咗嘅新天新地係點樣。
For example, we know that the work that we do will not, in the new heavens and earth, be frustrating.
就話我哋呢個新天新地當中，我哋所做嘅工作唔會話係被沮係好沮喪。
It will be endless, and will be most satisfying.
就話我哋所做嘅工作係好滿足我哋嘅，係好開心嘅。
Sin will have been eliminated from it.
而喺个新地当中，呢、这个罪又系已经系被攞开。
And every good endeavor done will be done for the right reasons, for the glory and honor of God。
我所做嘅一切，我所有嘅劳力，做嘅好嘅嘢，一切嘅嘢都系为着去荣耀神嘅缘故。
That means our art, our music, our business, our carpentry, and a host of other good endeavors.Will not be tainted with sin will not be frustrating.
所以就話我哋所做嘅一切，包括就係話我哋嘅，就算係音樂、我哋嘅文化、我哋嘅做嘅工作、財產，所有嘅嘢都唔會被有罪嘅污染。
It'll all, as I've said, be done for the right motive, the glory and honor of God.
所以我哋所做嘅工作，一切工作都係為著而係榮耀神嘅緣故去做。
Now that's then in the future. What about now?
这个就是说我们将来以后的日子就会这样的了。那现在怎么样呢?
On slide 3, please. What you have in human culture today, and you know this, if you're a steady worker in the workforce, according to the Bible, it's profit no matter what.
就是说现在我所刚才所讲的就是以后的新天新地是怎样，但是现在的文化，现在的文化在世界上当中是怎样呢？根据圣经来讲，就是一切的利益是说是为了爱自己。
That's why cultural renewal activity right now today it's broken.
所以就说我们一切的我们所望着的利益是归于自己的，所以说今天现在的文化已经是被破坏。
And do you know why cultural new activity is broken?
就是为什么现在世界的文化已经是被破坏呢？
Because work has become the ultimate.
为什么？因为工作已经成为了我们人生的目标。
You and I base our identity on what we do.
我们的人的身份是基于我们所做的什么工作。
That's what it means, that profit is the ultimate.
所以就说我们所能够赚取什么的成为我们人生的终结的目标。
It becomes not a means to an end, but an end in and of itself.
这个工作这个的赚取什么的，不是说只是工作上当中能够得取什么，而是成为我们人生的最终的目标。
Or to put it in street language, so you don't miss it, our work presently, which is broken in a humanistic culture,It's all about us. It's about us.
所以说今天的我们所看的工作就是已经是成为了我们一生人的最终 的目标的指向。
It's all about what we get, what we keep from our labors.
就是说我们在工作上我们能够得到什么，我们能够去赚取什么。
That's why it's broken.
所以就说今天的文化已经是被破坏。
And we're responsible for that brokenness.
而我们是有负责任的，是为什么今天的文化已经是这样被破坏。
On the other hand, if we get an identity from our relationship with God, being loved by Him, that puts things in proper perspective, including your work.
但若然我们将我们的焦点其实放在神当中，是怎样去神怎样爱我们，怎样去给到我们，而工作呢怎样去看呢，就会成为一个对的目标。
You start to embrace God's worldview of life.
你会开始明白去感受到神的角度怎样去看我人生的目标和工作。
I know you're all busy, but can you take a moment and reflect on that?
我知道大家都很忙，但我们需要用时间去看我们人生的生命。
The Lord of the universe, the one who has created everything, who sustains you right now, who allows you to live, wants to know you.
而这个世界上就说这个神去创造你的神，创造这个世界的神想去认识你。
That's utterly incredible. Why? Why would that be?
是一个很重要，一个很重要的意识，我们去明白为什么我们这么重要去明白呢？
Especially us, who push him away. We don't want him.In our lives.
但在我们生命当中，我们去 推走他，我们不想去认识神在我们生命当中。
And if and when you get an allegiance that is above and beyond profit making,
我们只是想问他，我们能够得取些，在我们工作上得取些什么？
Above and beyond money making and security and status, then, only then, will your work be renewed.
我们就说要看多过我们所能够在工作上能够赚取些什么，我们才明白其实在当中里面神是什么，在我们当中是生命的工作。
Why is work important? Because we're fulfilled. Work is fulfilling, right? Yes, it is frustrating, but it's fulfilling.
工作是给我们很多烦恼，但其实工作都当中给我们很多的满足。
And not only is that an incentive because it's fulfilling,to do work, but God Himself works.
这个工作上是给我们一个满足，而 而神亦都係一個嘅工作工嘅人。
And you and I are made in His image.
我哋係神嘅樣式去做。
And therefore, doing my job well is crucial to the fulfillment of myself and yourself as a human being.
所以我作為人嘅，我係需要係應該喺工作上去盡忠，去做好一個本分。
But do you see the problem? We think our work is the way that we know we're important, not God.
但我哋嘅錯誤嘅方法，我哋嘅睇就話，我哋睇就話，工作成為我哋點解人係咁重要？
It's the main way we human beings think we're of value and we're of importance.
而當我睇就話，成為工作係成為咗我哋嘅人生嘅目標，同埋人生點解咁重要？
And when that begins to happen, you see what is the result. Destruction, decadence, and the cultures of the world.
所以人當我睇到工作上個賺取到乜嘢，成為人生最終嘅目標嘅時候，我哋人生依個世界嘅依個文化，依個嘅就係個背景，就係被受到破壞。
It's very, very difficult not to look at your work and say, "Now I know I'm important."
所以我哋話，我哋需要睇點樣去睇工作。
I can make X amount of dollars.
我能夠賺取啲咩幾多錢？
It gives me security and status.
我份工作俾到我咩錢？我份工作俾到我一個安全感。
It defines who I am.
呢個工作，我所工作話俾我知，我係邊一位。
It's part of me and my identity.
亦變為我成為一個咩身份嘅人。
That's why at a cocktail party they ask you first question, what do you do?
所以你去派對嘅時候，人哋第一樣問你就話你做乜嘢工作嘅咧？
Dorothy Sayers, famous Christian of past generation, says it's utterly revolutionary if we change that.
所以說一個講師講好清楚就話我哋需要一個嘅唔同嘅睇法。
And she spent a lot of her life, she's a literary type, promoting that.
所以佢用佢一生嘅生命去講解應該人點樣去睇個工作，點樣睇佢自己嘅生命。
Yes, you're right, it's frustrating. We can't bring utopia or the we can't usher in the perfect world, we cannot.
是我們工作，我們的工作不能夠給我們一個榮美。
But if you're a Christian, you're called by God to do cultural renewal.
但我作為基督徒的，我需要去跟隨這個文化更新的活動。
For the glory and honor of His holy name.
為什麼我們這樣做？ 因為我們是基督徒，我們需要去跟隨祂。
For example, if you're a manager, you have to manage well. You have to manage people. And the way in which you do that, that's God glorifying, right?
是，若然你是一個作為工作上一個管工，一個經理，這個是神給你的工作。
The way you treat your own money, how you manage your own money, matters to God.
我們怎樣去處理我們的金錢，是神叫我們怎樣去做。
Why do we hold on to our money tightly? Why?
為什麼我們很多時候會抓緊我們的錢呢？
Well, because we live in an affluent world, right? We gotta live in a certain place, right? We have to.
因為我哋要住喺一個我哋想要住嘅舒適嘅環境，我哋想要嘅環境。
We have to have certain things, right? Certain gadgets.
我嘅生命當中，我需要有唔同嘅生活嘅層面，我需要有我哋嘅生活嘅享受。
So we can feel a certain way about ourselves.
咁我哋咧就感受到好啲啦。
We're not totally secure on the inside.
但其實我們內心裡面好像其實不是很安全。
We're not secure on who we are.
我們在內心裡面感覺到沒有一個安全感。
And these things that we clamor after, we think consciously or unconsciously that they'll give us something. An inclination of who we are.
所以我們所擁有的東西，我們能夠抓緊的東西，讓我們在意識上和潛意識上告訴我們，我們是一個多麼好的人。
And when you work in order to make a name for yourself, then the work is not about the work.
所以若然你不是這樣，如果你是這樣想的時候，你份工作已經不是神給我們工作的意思。
It's not about the people you're helping.
而工作已經不是代表了你究竟幫助什麼人。
It's certainly not about the Lord God.
更加不是說這份工作不是神為什麼讓你在工作上去做。
You have to be honest, it's about you.
你份工作其实就系话你想喺当中入边得到啲乜嘢。
That's your way of making sure you're secure in life.
所以就让我咁样谂嘅时候，我想就希望就话 ，OK， 我能够喺当中入边能够可以有乜嘢嘅安全感。
But you become more generous when God, rather than your money, becomes God.
所以我让我喺生命当中，若然唔系话将将神去代替咗钱喺我喺生命当中嘅时候，我所做嘅工作就会变成唔同嘅睇法。
Become more caring when God becomes your security and your identity.
就话神就系俾咗你一个安全感，俾你一个生命当中觉得啊，我系一个咁嘅人。
Knowing God becomes your validity for living, for your beauty, for your money, for just everything, right?
你就会觉得你嘅安全感，你个身份已经系知道应该系点样啦。
Yes, money is good. It's good to have. It's bad to be poor.That's what the Bible says. It's bad to be poor. Money is good. It's good to use.
所以话钱系好，冇钱系唔好。圣经都讲到话，我哋系可以有钱。
It's good to have.
系好嘅，有金钱上，我有钱系好嘅。
But it must not be your ultimate thing.
但系话有钱去追求呢个金钱，唔系我哋人生最终嘅目标。
You see, if it's not your ultimate thing, if God is your ultimate thing, then you can be more generous, you can be more helpful, you can be into human flourishing.
所以话，你人生嘅目标唔系话喺神入边，神唔系你最终嘅目标嘅时候，你唔能够去好慷慨嘅去帮人哋，唔能够慷慨嘅去俾钱人哋。
And the more that happens, the better human flourishing will become, and the better communities will be.And a better justice will be.
所以话，若然你将系神系摆喺你内心入边最终嘅位置嘅时候，你一切嘅嘢都系会做得好。
A slide four, please. The culture is broken because of us.
所以今天嘅文化已经系被破坏，点解？因为系我哋人心入边嘅当中。
And you can begin to be an agent of renewal to combat that, to push that back.
所以就话我哋能够 去改变，就系话我哋，例如我哋今天嘅，我哋能够成为神入边俾我哋一个文化更新嘅活动当中有一份子嘅时候，我哋能够去改变我哋点样去睇我哋嘅工作，我哋嘅金钱。
Right, that's what we learned last time. He renews us for what reason? Why are we saved? Why are our souls saved? To renew creation.
点解神去拯救我哋？因为就话神要 去更新我哋嘅生命。
That's why you're saved. That's why your souls are saved.
所以为什么说我们的灵魂得到这个拯救？
How? How can that be?
为什么呢？
Well, what's intriguing about Isaiah 60 and Revelation 22 is that national, racial, cultural distinctives are sustained. You'll still have those distinctives in the new heavens and new earth.
就是说这个以赛亚书第60章和这个创世纪的启示录的21章和22章讲到，就说这个新天新地当中都有不同的国家，有不同的文化，有不同的人。
That's why the book of Revelation says every tongue, tribe, people, nations are now in the city of God.
所以在启示录当中就说每一个人的舌头，每一个的种族，每一个人，每一个国家现在都已经在一个神的城市当中。
That obviously means different tongues, right? Different tribes, different people, different nations.
他这样讲法就是说里面有很多不同种的人，有不同的人，就是说，所以有不同的舌头，不同的种族。
And did you notice from verses 5b to 9 in Isaiah 60, and we'll look at that again in a moment,Did you notice every culture brings something different?
第一，刚才睇到喺六十章第五节嗰个讲，开始讲就话，你睇到就话系唔同嘅种族嘅人会带一啲唔同嘅好嘅嘢嚟。
If you guys don't, Kwong, if you don't mind, Andrew, if you don't mind, if you could, go back to Isaiah 60, latter part of 5 through 9. Again, so you could see it for yourself. The latter part of I'll pick it up at the because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, right? Turn to God. The wealth of the nations shall come to you, coming to the Lord. And then there's the differentials, right? Of all the cultures. A multitude of camels shall cover you. Again, it's, again back then, it's our cultural world, right? The animals being brought by certain nations. But then look what it says.The young camels of Midian and Ephraim. Again, remember last time, that's a geography lesson. North, south, east, west, coming to God. the center.
就是看第五節和第六節當中說大海豐盛的財物都必轉歸來列國的財寶必歸你就說到在東南西北不同的國家當中都會帶了不同的產物當中譬如說有米甸有駱駝有米甸以法的駱駝有士巴那邊的有黃金乳香不同的種族的人會帶不同的東西來的當中
Right, again the passage goes on. It says other cultures bring what? The gold. Some cultures bring the incense. Yet they all must come where? To God.
所以说不同的种族的人会带不同的东西来有黄金有金有木香有骆驼去哪里就是去神的当中
That means two things. First, it must mean that just as individuals, no nation or culture has all the talents.
所以当中我有两样东西告诉我们就是说每一个种族每一种的人是说有所有的东西
Only when we're working together, multiculturally, if we're working together, can we really get things done?
所以说要我们每不同的种族的人我们一起去作工才能够将这个工作去完成
God has put his common grace, his grace into every single culture.
所以神去给这个救恩给不同的恩典给不同的人
And you see this on slide 5, every culture has certain themes. Certain strengths.
所以说每一个种族当中有不同的好处，有很多有不同的特别的长处。
They have contributions, right, to make to the entire flourishing of the human race.
就不同的种族的人去俾到佢当中佢嘅好嘅嘢，俾到全部一齐嘅种人类有好嘅进展。
They can't be replaced. We need them all.
我哋需要唔同嘅人去帮手。
That's the only possible explanation for the fact that all the nations, it says, come and they maintain their abilities, right? They come to the Lord. They bring it to the Lord who's at the center, the city of God.
所以就说神就在当中这个神的城市有不同种族的人不同的人就是带他们最好的东西来到当中一起的为到神的城市缘故去做好
The text is saying cultures just like people have certain talents, certain themes about them.
所以文化就好像人当中有不同的人有不同的恩赐有不同的长处短处
Do you see the diversity? Certain goods that different cultures excel at they produce
有些国家有些人是去做一些好的东西是比其他人做得好
And it's for the good the flourishing of the whole human race
是为着一个全体的人的好处而去做
In other words, God doesn't want homogeneity uniformity On the other hand, what does he want? You have to bring your culture to the Lord.
所以说神不是给我们全部人一样就是说神是希望我们不同种族的人不同的人有不同的长处
Right, we do everything, every good endeavor for God.
所以我们不同的人作出最好的努力去做不同的好处去为这个缘故去做
Let me spell that out for you. Here's what this means. Every culture just like every human being and every profession has its strengths.
所以说不同的文化当中有不同的人每个人当中也都是有不同的工作不同的长处
For example, some of you here are more influenced by Western culture, American culture. The strength of American culture is the rugged individual.
有些人有我们当中譬如说我们有被西方文化影响的会觉得我们个人的主意我们个人的力量是很重要
Others of you are from a traditional culture. The family is emphasized. That's a strength.
但有些譬如古老文化的觉得不是，是传统家庭的文化，家庭的工作是很重要。
In some other cultures, it's power. Other cultures, it's wisdom. In some cultures, tradition is important.
所以有些国家是着重于个力量，有些国家是着重于个智慧，有不同的地方，不同的人有不同的睇法。
In other cultures, skepticism and questioning is valued higher.
有些国家觉得很喜欢去发问，去了解一些问题。
You have to see that. Every culture is different, but everyone has its strengths.
所以说不同的文化，不同的人有不同的讲解，不同的长处。
And they all have something to bring to the living God and to each other.
所以不同的人得到一起的当中，在神的城市的当中，有不同的好处，帮着城市的成长。
But here's where we go astray. When you make an idol out of the family, which is easy to do if from a traditional culture, or if you make an idol out of individual, rugged individualism, freedom, like Westerners do, that's where the destruction occurs.
但是为什么我刚才说有一个长处是好处，但是当我们看到我们的家庭当中是觉得是比其他东西全部最好的，或者是看我们个人文化当中我是最好的，然而你看到这样的时候觉得是变成一个偶像化的时候，这个文化的背景就有一个问题了。
And that's why God says you have to be converted. You have to know him.
所以神就说我们需要去了解，我们需要去改变。
You have to be converted. He has to change you at the core of your being.
我们说神说我们内心里面我们需要有一个改变。
Then your culture will work the way it's supposed to work.
而之后我们的文化，我们的思想才能够有这个改变。
Then you'll be able to make a contribution to the human race.
若然你有这样的改变的时候，你的付出才能够帮助到这个全人类。
You see, if you're not doing that, you're basically hurting the human race.
若然你不能够去改变你的内心里面的时候，你不能够帮助最终的目标。
Because if you're into idolatry, lifting up some aspect of your culture, of course there are going to be problems.
如果你看到一个文化，你觉得是觉得这样东西是最好的，其他东西都是不好的，你变成这样东西就变成一个偶像的时候，这会破坏了这个文化活动的行动。
Maybe you're a non-believer presently, and maybe you're not too happy that you need to be converted.
或者说当中我们可能不相信神的，我不喜欢人家去改变我。
Maybe you're thinking in your head and saying, wait a minute, you're trying to say that even though all these cultures are good, they have some good, they need to be converted.
你跟我说，你每一个种族里面都有好的，但是你告诉我要去改变。
And by the way, if you're a Christian, if you don't feel the tension, you're not obeying God. You're not being light.
我作为基督徒的，我需要自己都要去明白，去改变。
You see, you're going to get pushed back. The world's going to say, that's the trouble with you guys. You talk about conversion.
这个世界告诉我们不喜欢怎样去改变其他人。
Right, you're always trying to convert people.
基督教经常喜欢改变人的思想。
Right, you must not impose your culture on somebody else's by trying to make them a Christian.
这个世界告诉我们不应该去改变人的思想。
Well, you need to respond if you're a Christian politely. Push that back by saying Christianity belongs to every culture.
但当我们作为基督徒的，我跟人家讲的时候，告诉他们，基督教其实是处在不同的文化当中。
You see, the world says, don't push conversion on me. Don't push your Christian faith on people.
这个世界告诉我们就说，你不要去改变我的思想，你不要说将你那份的基督教的思想去改变我。
But when non-believers say that concerning cultural renewal, they appear to be saying that Christianity belongs to only some cultures and not all cultures. When the world says, don't push conversion on me, when they say that, they're really saying that Christianity belongs to some cultures and not to all cultures.
就是说基督教的人看，就是说基督教其实好像是给到一些特别的人，不是给全部人，全部文化的人。And
that's not right.
这个是不对的。
If you're a Christian, you need to tell people, you need to tell non-believing friends that Christianity is for every culture.
我作为基督徒的，我需要告诉别人，知道基督教是给所有不同的人，不同的文化。
Let me give you just briefly a glimpse of what's been happening in recent history. And I get this from Lamin Sané, who is an African professor at Yale. And he's written books analyzing the trends in the world concerning Christianity.
他是写一个书，他写的书关于就是说这个世界基督教的取向。
Many of you know this already without even reading Sané, But did you know that South Korea has gone from 2% Christian to 50% Christian in 100 years? 2% to 50% in 100 years.
大家知不知道呢? 譬如南韓在過去的100年當中, 它國家由兩個百分比是有基督徒, 已經變成一個50個百分比。 是有基督徒.
And those, that's a recent history, right? That's 20th and 21st century.
这个是20和21世纪的基督教当地的趋向.
Also, without even reading Sine, did you know, many of you know, Africa has gone from 9% Christian to 50% Christian in 100 years.
大家就知唔知道喺非洲一个国家喺过去100年嘅当中，佢国家入边有9%嘅基督徒，已经去到而家50%嘅都系基督徒。
That means it's going twice as fast as Islam.
系比个伊斯兰教更加快。
In fact, it's growing 7 to 10 times faster than the population.
人相信基督教在非洲是多快过人口的增长7至10倍。
And the reason why Sine brings that up is he says the statement by the world that says Christians mustn't impose your culture on others like Africans is false.
所以说基督徒不应该去影响其他的宗教、其他的文化，这是错的。
The world says you mustn't try to convert Africans because you'll destroy their culture.
也都说，世界告诉我们，我们不应该去改变其他人的文化。
That's not true.
这样都是错的。
That's a misstatement. It's inaccurate.
所以说都是错的，那个说法。
Because Christianity belongs to every culture.
就是说基督教是给到不同的文化的改变。
And Professor Sine says every culture has a baseline narrative.
他就说每个文化当中，他有自己基本的意识。
Paul, Apostle Paul talked about that. 1 Corinthians 1:22.
而使徒保罗也在哥林多前书有讲过。
If you're familiar with that letter that Paul wrote in the first century, what was the culture of his day?
而使徒保罗也讲过，就话在当时第一世纪，当时的文化是怎样呢？
The Jews wanted power, right? Because they were being suppressed, right?
而当时的文化就是什么？就是说犹太人想有这个能力。为什么？因为他们很多时被欺压。
And the Greeks wanted what? Wisdom.
而当中的，譬如希腊人想有的就是一个智慧。
See, every culture has a theme.
所以就说不同的文化当中有不同的长处、好处。
Every culture has certain things they're after.
而每个文化当中，佢想或者唔同嘅人系有佢跟随，佢想要得到啲嘢。
And Lyman Sine says African culture understands the world is what? Filled with spiritual forces.
而佢依个教师讲师，佢个知道话，非洲依个国家佢哋嘅文化系充满咗好多啲灵界嘅嘢。
That's a big tenet in African culture. There are lots and lots of dark spiritual forces.
在非洲的国家，他们很着重看这些很多有黑暗的灵界的能力。
And so how are you going to address that?
所以基督教怎么去解决这个问题?
And again, this is coming from an African himself, right? He looks at their the Africans look at their tribal religions and found that though they believed in spiritual forces, those religions do, there's no answer there. No answer to overcome the dark spiritual forces.
所以就是非洲人他自己就是非洲人，他看就说，仍然去看他自己的文化当中，非洲文化当中，他怎么去了解人生的目的，人生的力量，就说靠着这个黑暗的力量是解决不到的问题。
So the Africans looked there to their traditional religions. They couldn't find any answers. Then, of course, the Western world came to Africa with secularism.
所以就说去非洲人去用着去自己的，譬如说这些能力去看，看不到。所以就是西方的文化来到了，就是西方文化的主义，去怎么去看。
And you know what happened when the West came to Africa with their secularism?
就说这个西方文化这个现实主义，去怎么去 帮这个非洲人去看这个世界。
Just like they do with other parts of the world, they laughed. They laughed at the Africanness.
所以西方就好，这个西方主义就就好耻笑非洲人的看法的文化。
Right? Because what does secularism say? Oh, you can't believe in miracles.
因为西方的现实主义看就说、哦、你不可以相信这些、所有的神迹。
Oh, we're modern types. You can't believe in demons.、
啊、你不可以相信这些神神化化的东西非洲人。
They laughed at the Africanness, the culture.
所以西方的文化他怎么耻笑这个非洲的文化。
And that's why the Africans rejected it and came to Christ.
所以为什么就说非洲人当时就怎样去不喜欢去看这个西方文化而去选而去相信基督教
Because when they looked at Christianity had the answer for them. It had the answer for them.
因为当时的西方文化怎样去耻笑他们的非洲的文化所以非洲人他们自己就宁愿 去取向看就说基督教怎样去帮助他们的文化的成长
Jesus had the answer for their cultural challenge.
就说他看到耶稣怎样去帮助他们的文化
They sensed that in their hearts.In the core of their beings.
他们感受到就话耶稣基督在他们生命当中的改变。
Because Jesus didn't mock their culture.
就话耶稣基督佢基督教冇话去改变佢哋嘅耻笑佢哋嘅文化。
He didn't mock their respect for the sacred.
佢冇话耻笑佢哋所相信嘅嘢。
He didn't mock or make fun of their clamor for an invincible savior.
吓，佢哋冇去耻笑耶稣基督冇耻笑佢哋非洲人所相信嘅呢啲睇唔到嘅灵魂。
And the result was revival. Africans came to know the Christ.
而所以话就系之后嘅非洲人就打开佢哋好相信基督教。
And they started to beat their drums, their sacred drums, but they beat the drums for Him.
所以佢哋非洲人佢反而就话去打佢哋嘅鼓，就话去高声去唱唱歌，唔系话唱歌俾嗰啲以前所相信嘅灵魂，而系相信。
And they were dancing to glorify God.
就话佢哋去唱诗，佢哋去跳舞，去感谢神。
Because Christianity helped Africans.
因为佢觉得就话耶稣基督能够帮助到佢哋非洲人。
To become renewed Africans, not Europeans.
就话成为一个新嘅更新嘅非洲人，唔系话一个变咗嘅一个欧洲人。
And that's what God's calling you to do: renew your culture.
所以就话耶稣基督去叫神叫我哋就话我哋需要去更新我哋嘅文化。
Because there's true cultural diversity.
因为真系话入边当中有文化唔同嘅，点样神变咗帮助我哋唔同嘅文化。
He doesn't want uniformity when it comes to cultures. He wants your distinctiveness.
吓，佢唔想，神唔想我哋有大家都一模一样的神要我们在不同的文化当中有不同的特点
But he also wants you to bring the culture to him Come to him That's what he wants
但是就说神就希望我们在我们每个文化当中能够带去最好的来到这个神的城市
And then his great grace Which he's given to every single culture
就说但是他的恩典是临到每一个的文化当中
Will be yoursYours personally.
就话俾到你，就算每个文化当中，而你都系能够拥有。
You see, the plot line of the story of every one of our cultures is that we won't find a happy ending unless it's in Jesus.
所以就话每个文化当中，我哋唔能够找到最终嘅快乐，除非我哋能够有神喺我哋当中。
And so, cultural renewal activity is good. It's presently broken.It's diverse, which means all cultures are welcome to it.
所以话呢个文化嘅更新系好嘅，但系喺而家嘅世界当中已经系被破坏，但系系能够去得到有一个改变。
And lastly, but most importantly, it's redemptive.
所以就话呢个嘅文化嘅呢个我哋更新嘅文化系能够受到拯救。
Just lead on slide 6. What's the key? What's the key to redempting our cultures?
所以话点样能够去拯救呢个文化咧？
Well, it's in the first three verses of Isaiah 60.
就话喺个以赛亚书第六十章第一至三节。
Again, we touched a little bit on it last time. It's the light.
就话点样去改变呢个文点样去改变点样去更新呢个嘅文化咧？就话系靠住呢个光。
God is the light.
就话神就系呢个光。
We won't even need the sun. You won't even need the moon. It says. Because God has perfected future culture. Because God is the light.
我们说就说不再需要有这个太阳，就是也不需要一个月光，因为就是神就是这个光，能够光照这个所有一切。
I have the Isaiah 61-3 in slide 6 and 7, both in English and Chinese. If you would look along with me, I'll read it in English. Ken will read it in Chinese. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
就是兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到，耶和华的荣耀发现照耀你。看啊，黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民，耶和华却要显现荣耀你，他的荣耀要显在你身上。万国要来就你的光，君王要来就你发现的光辉。
Remember, Isaiah 60 is prophecy, right? The light is attracting the cultures. The cultures are coming to him.
就话呢、这个讲到六诶，以赛亚书第六十章，呢、这个光就话受到好多唔同文化去吸引到。
And they're streaming in because the light heals them.
吓、啊，佢哋被到呢个光去吸引，因为呢个光能够俾佢哋有医治。
And so, what is Isaiah talking about?
咁上边当中以赛亚想讲啲乜嘢？
Well, he's probably talking about what Augustine said it was about.
他所说的就是好像奥古斯丁所说的说话一样。
There's a God-shaped hole. If you will, to bring it in the 21st century terms, a black hole in you.
我就说到好像我们每个人内心里面有一个黑洞。
It's in your life, a black hole that even swallows the light.
就说我们每人的内心里面有一个黑洞，这个黑洞就算就好像能够连光都好像要吸下去。
What does that mean, God-shaped hole, black hole?
什么意思啊，所说？
It means you were made, you were designed to know God.
啊，我们做，我们被做，我们的意识，我们被做的意识是要去认识神。
We know that because all of us have an infinite need of affirmation.
因为我们每个人需要有一个的被肯定，有一个承诺。
You see, it doesn't matter how great your spouse says you are. It doesn't matter.
无论话你嘅配偶话俾你知你系几咁好
，It doesn't matter how many awards you received in high school。
无论话你有喺个你个中学当中有几多嘅奖你攞到
，It doesn't matter how much money you can earn presently。
亦都唔系话你能够而家你能够赚到几多钱。
It really doesn't matter that you've been promoted at work and you have the corner office with all the perks.
也不是说你能够你一份工作比你几好升职去到一个很好的办公室。
Now there aren't many of us, maybe some of you, aren't many of us who reach our goals in life.
我们不是说很多人能够去达到我们人生的目标。
But as you know, the media,tells us about people who have.
但是在我们譬如我们看的新闻我看到就说、啊、有些人是能够真的做到他所希望所做的事。
There's a sliver of people in the world who have even reached beyond their life goals.
也有些人更加犀利的他能够去达成他人生的目标会更加做得更加好。
And those people that we're told in the media become much more famous, much more loved, much more acclaimed than many other people.
啊，嗰啲人佢做得好好，佢哋好有嘅爱心，佢哋好有嘅成就。
And more so than not, you read that they want to kill themselves.
但系睇嘅时候就话有啲新闻都话俾你知，就话有啲能够达到佢人生嘅目标嘅时候，但系想去自杀。
And Augustine says because you have an infinitely black hole in the center of your life.
就话因为嗰啲人佢内心入边有一个无孔嘅一个黑洞。
That kind of gnaws at you at times, and you need affirmation. You need love.
就话佢哋嘅内心入边嘅黑洞系揸紧咗佢哋，佢哋需要不断有一个嘅肯定。
And that black hole is so bad that it even swallows the light when some Christian shines a light on you. You swallow it up.
所以就話，就算咁啲人好成功嘅時候，但係內心嘅黑洞，佢哋嘅被依個黑洞嘅能力去吸，就算有基督徒或者有光去照住佢嘅時候，佢哋都睇唔到。
And if you apply that truth to your work, that's why we're working ourselves to death.
所以就話我哋用依個嘅意識，我哋依個了解，就好似我哋工作上，我哋要做好多嘅工作，我哋不斷去做，去能夠得到依個承諾。
Right? Because deep down, you're saying, I got to survive.Survival of the fittest. That's what I believe in.
因為我哋好多時候承認就話，哦，適者生存，我哋要做到最好，我哋要爬上去。
I gotta survive. I gotta do this.
我一定要去上位，我一定要嘅去得到呢啲嘅嘢。
And so day after day after day, you work yourself to death.
所以我哋每一天每日嘅，我哋不斷嘅工作，工作再工作。
And even if you're not doing something illegal, you're making money.At the expense of someone.
但係咧，我哋不斷嘅工作做到咧，好似好疲勞。
In other words, our work is not for God.
我哋做嘅工作已經唔係成為咗神俾我哋工作嘅意思。
Our work is not for human flourishing.
我哋嘅工作唔係為咗神，唔係為咗呢個人嘅緣故。
That's the darkness. You and I have this black hole, right?This darkness is all about us. It's all about us.
这个工作已经成为了我人生里面的黑洞，怎样去掌管着我们的生命。
And that's why you need the storyline of salvation, right? God begins to come back into the world despite our fallenness.
所以就说，无论我们怎样跌倒的时候，神他会回来去拯救我们。
And this is pretty obvious if you've read the Bible, especially the Old Testament, right? Every time he comes back, what happens?
所以就说，每一次神他回来的时候，他发生什么事呢？
There's a certain amount of light, right?
就話佢每次翻嚟嘅時候有一個光。
What happened in Exodus 3? Burning bush, right?
就話佢翻嚟嘅時候
，burning bush. God says, "Don't come too close."
就話好似舊約當中，當神嚟嘅時候，就佢成為一個火光嘅時候，佢叫摩西唔好嚟咁近。
And then in Exodus 13, down on Mount Sinai, there's what? Light, pillar of fire.
就話好似喺西奈山下邊當中，當神去顯現嘅時候，佢叫摩西唔好嚟咁近。
And Moses, the leader of Israel, say, "Let me see your glory, God. Let me see your glory."
摩西話：俾我睇到你嘅榮耀，讓神啊俾我睇到你嘅榮耀。
He's hungering. Why? For the light.
而摩西好渴望嘅睇到呢個光。
See, Moses just like us. He has darkness in him.What's the light?
而摩西一樣嘅，佢自己內心入邊都係有個黑暗，佢需要去想去睇個光。
But what's God's response? I can't let you see my glory. It'll kill you, Moses.
但係神都同摩西講話，你唔可以嚟直接睇到我個光，因為咧我個光會殺死你。
You can only see a glimpse of my backside.
你只能夠睇到我背後嘅光。
Otherwise, you'll be dead.
如果你直接睇到我嘅時候，你會死。
There's a darkness in us. Sin, right?
因為就話我哋內心入邊係充滿著黑暗，依個就係咩啊？依個就係我哋嘅罪。
God is holy. There's a barrier between God and our darkness, humanity.
所以話神嘅榮耀同埋我哋嘅內心入邊嘅黑暗，我哋中間係有一個嘅障礙。
And that's what Isaiah is saying. That's the solution. God is light.
所以就話神就係依個光，依個就係依個拯救。
And in the book of Revelation, which we saw last week, John'sHas a little bit more clear picture because he's in the New Testament.
就係話依個嘅喺個嘅啟示錄入邊當中，約翰佢點樣去講解
？And if you were with us last time, you saw in Revelation 21:11 as we read, the holy city shining down, coming down, shining with the glory of God.
就話上次約翰你同我一齊嘅時候講，就話喺個啟示錄第21:22講到就話神依個嘅榮耀依個城市點樣去照光光照依個世界。
Again, a brilliant light, glittering like a precious jewel, it says.
就話好似一個嘅好靚嘅珠寶一樣去光照依個世界。
And every other place in the Bible, the glory of God when he comes down, what happens? We get out of the way.Because it'll kill us.
就話依個光係好光，光到我哋唔能夠去直接去睇到，因為會殺死我哋。
Except Revelation 21:2-10, which we read last week.
就話除非好似上次星期我哋睇到就話。
And there the glory of God comes down on where? the whole city of God.
就说,
And the glory of God purifies everything.
就说这个神,
And finally, the light comes. The light that we hunger comes. And it's not fatal.
就说我们所渴望这个光会来到这个当中。
That's why Revelation 21:23 and Isaiah 60 says the city doesn't need the sun. Doesn't need the moon to shine.
所以就話呢個嘅以賽亞書第60章同埋呢個啟示錄嘅21章、22章都講到話，呢個世界已經唔再需要呢個太陽與光，因為呢神呢個光已經嚟到當中。
Because the glory of God has come down, the light is present.
因為神呢個光已經嚟到當中。
And we're not destroyed.
而我哋唔會被摧滅。
But did you notice in Revelation 21:23, the light is called the Lamb of God.
但是当你看这个启示录的21章、22章,这个光是被说明是一个羔羊。
Let me ask, why the Lamb? Why didn't it say Lion? Why doesn't it say God Almighty? Why doesn't it say Jesus?
为什么他说这个光不会说到是神,不会说到是其他东西, 为什么不会说是一个狮子, 为什么是说到是一个羔羊呢?
If you look it up, it says the Lamb of God.
因为这个讲的是神的羔羊, 就好像一个灯。
And I'll point you to why. It's on slide 8. Matthew 27, we quote it so often here, but I thought I'd put it on the screen for you so that you can read it for yourself and ponder it today.
就说在这个马太福音第27章45至46节有讲解。
This is why it says the Lamb in Revelation 21:23, because from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, darkness came over the entire land.
这个讲就是说,从正午到新初,遍地都黑暗了。
And at the ninth hour, it says in the text, Jesus on the cross cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
我若在新初,耶稣大声喊着说,以利以利,玛拉拉玛撒巴各大利,就是说,我的神,为什么离弃我?
You see, Jesus took the cosmic darkness. You and I are in the dark. He takes that upon himself and gives you his light.
就说耶稣基督他自己去取代了,他拿走这个黑暗,给我们有一个光。
Right? He pays so that we can have light.
就说他去披上这个代价,好叫我们能够有一个光。
Slide 9 has John 12:32. Again, don't take my word for it. Read it for yourself. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, meaning he's on the cross, lifted up high on the earth, I will draw people to myself.
就说我若从地上被举起来,就要吸引万人来归我。
You see, why are the nations coming to the light?
说为什么不同的国家,不同的人来到这个光呢?
It's because of the healing at the cross.
就说因为这个十架上的光。
And here's how you apply this to renewing culture. Because basically that's the gospel, right?
这个就是说,这个光就是代表了这个福音。
You got to bear more pain rather than inflict more pain.
我们要去忍受这个痛苦。
You know, if you're a leader, you inflict pain, right? Leaders have to make tough decisions.
我作为这个领袖的,我很多时候可能会给到有不同的痛苦给人家。
You know, if you have your own business, if you're the boss, you're the supervisor or the manager, you're going to have to lay off people when there's a downturn in the economy.
若然社会经济不好的时候,你作为老板,你可能需要去裁员。
That's going to cause pain, right?
这些发生,裁员可能会给到有不同的人的痛苦。
If you're a leader of a nation, sometimes it's just to say, we have to fight. There will be war. People will suffer. We will have to fight.
譬如話要有唔同嘅國家，可能有戰爭，作為一個嘅強國，我哋可能需要覺得我哋需要去發展發一個戰爭去幫助國家。
But because cultural renewal is broken today, you know what leaders do? Leaders inflict more pain than they bear.
但係話因為而家嘅世代，而家嘅世代就話依個文化已經被破壞，就佢哋唔同嘅領袖，佢哋會俾有好多唔同嘅痛苦出嚟。
And maybe you've experienced this at work.
我哋可能會係我哋工作上都感受到。
You know, when somebody underneath the boss does something good, he takes or she takes the credit.
或者話有啲人咧做啲好嘅嘢嘅時候咧，個老細就自己就取攞工。
And when the boss, when something goes wrong, he or she goes for cover, and you're blamed.
或者話當有啲嘢做錯嘅時候，有啲嘢唔好嘅時候咧，個老細咧就卸膊就鬧啲人啦。
That's the way of the world.
依個就係而家嘅世代係咁樣。
The world says, make sure you inflict more pain than you can bear.But God calls you to do the opposite.
但是神叫我们相反。
Be like Jesus, the servant leader.
就是我要学习耶稣基督，成为一个劳仆君王。
Who pours out his life so that others would benefit.
所以是让我们去，好像耶稣基督一样，去给出自己的生命，好叫其他人能够得到益处。
Again, John 10:10 spells that out. It's on slide 10. I came.He said that they may have life and have it abundantly.
所以就話耶穌基督能夠嚟個世界上，俾其他人得到更多嘅益處。
You see, he's the light, and the nations are coming. They're coming for healing, and they're being drawn to him.
所以就話耶穌基督佢自己神就佢自己嘅光，就能夠吸引咗唔同嘅國家、唔同嘅人能夠當中。
See, the cross is the light. That's why they're coming.
就話耶穌基督依個嘅十架就係一個光，就吸引咗唔同嘅人嚟到。
And in John 12, that's why Jesus said, "When I'm lifted up, I will draw all nations to myself."
所以就話，當我能耶穌基督話，當我高舉嘅時候，唔同嘅種族、唔同國家嘅人會嚟到我度。
Will you do cultural activity for the Lord?
你會唔會願唔願意成為當中一份子？依個嘅文化嘅改變更新。
Yeah, that's maybe just one way of serving God.But it is a significant way today.
但是我们可以其中有不同的方法去做，但是我们需要去做。
And God has given us certain guidelines for it in the Bible, and that's what I've been trying to show you.
神在圣经里面当中给我们不同的指引怎样去做。
Because ultimately, you have to base your identity on God, not on anything else.
我们需要我们的内心里面，我们要基于在神里面，不是基于其他的钱或者工作。
And then,You can make a difference in this world.
当我们的内心里面去摆什么东西在我们扎根的时候，我们的人生才能够行这个正确的道路。
So will you involve yourself with cultural renewal activity?
所以你愿不愿意在你的生命当中能够有一个文化更新？
Again, as we said last time, we want to be hugged. And we want to hug. And you know, we want to eat.We want to drink, we want to dance, and all that's going to still happen in the kingdom of God.
就话我哋想去拥抱别人，或者去被人拥抱，或者我哋想去高高兴兴嘅，又有饮有饮有食喺呢个神嘅国度当中。
And so, will you start by praying today, praying that you'd be a better musician, a better lover, a better banker, a better gardener, a better scientist?
就话我哋希望能够我自己祈祷都话成为我哋喺我哋工作上唔同嘅人都要更加做好。
Or any worker on the face of this earth.
就话喺个世界当中唔同嘅作工嘅人都会更加做好。
And pray that the Lord would give us hope. That as we persevere in that through adversity and through our darkness, that we trust Him and obey Him.
就话希望我哋能够去祈祷嘅，我哋将我哋嘅内心入边嘅黑暗去攞开，然后更加嘅去相信倚靠神。
And then we'll be one of those coming to the light amongst all the nations in that vision that Isaiah had. We'll be one of them coming, bringing our cultural renewal activity to the Lord.
就话好似我哋希望成为其中嘅一份子。被道亦都喺呢个嘅光去吸引一齐嘅，能够嚟到当中。
Father, we thank you for your word, and we do pray, Lord, that as we consider discipleship and following Christ, that we would consider what your word says about cultural renewal.
主啊，我哋都系喺你当中所讲嘅文化嘅更新，让我哋喺唔同嘅教会当中嘅活动都能够去支持跟随你。
Yes, it's only one aspect of what you're doing.
依系其中一样我哋应该要做嘅。
But it is together with the saving of souls, a renewal activity that you're doing in the world.
亦就话喺个文化一个改变更新嘅时候，让我哋能够将人嘅失丧嘅灵魂都能够去拯救。
And you desire each and every Christian to be part of that.
让我哋作为每个基督徒嘅都能够成为其中一个分子。
And so I pray, Lord, that you would find faithful Christians here willing to listen to you.
所以希望就系话喺教会当中有真心相信神嘅人一齐能够去作工。
To move forward in their life of faith.
让我哋能够去向前行，凭着一个信心。
And do cultural renewal activity.
让我哋能够去成为一个有一齐去做一个嘅更新文化嘅活动。
We pray that for the glory and the fame of the Lord Jesus.
我哋为咗耶稣基督嘅名义去祈求。
Amen.
Amen.